Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight. Hello, everybody. This program dedicated to Milton, the guide dog that was killed last summer at the Foundation School. And May 19th is a day for Milton at the brewery out here in Bellport, Long Island. We're going to have a great, great time and explain to the media what service dogs are and what they mean and so on and so forth. So sitting in for Suzanne, Frank, and she's hopefully will join us later. But, you know, it's really horrendous how, you know, you hear us talk about money a lot on this show because the money is so important and plays such an important role in the lives of those of us who are elderly and disabled. And so tonight, the theme of tonight's show is the money that is there for the home health aides should be used to keep the person out of the nursing home. You know, because we all know that when a person goes to a nursing home, they get neglected. All right, it's been shown time and time and time again. Because there's not enough aides and people and nurses and all that. There's a big shortage of nurses all over the news. Not enough of them. Boy, all right. So, not that we want people to go to nursing homes, but if the person, if the money were applied and the individual going into the nursing home could have their aide to help them, look at all the people that would help. Not just the person who has the aide, because it would free up hands of other people to do a better job. And the whole idea would be person is going home and eventually you could phase these nursing homes out. You wouldn't need them. Turn them into accessible housing. I don't know if our tweet went out. I haven't checked, but that was the tweet tonight, that the money should be used to keep the person out of the nursing home. You know, when push comes to shove and the authorities or whoever, the family, want to put somebody into a nursing home, that money would be there to protect them because that's what it takes. You know, now, let me just recognize some people and we'll come back. I want to talk about how that could work. You know, the idea that we have, how the money for the home health aides should work of the nursing home. Hey, we're on Manhattan Cable tonight, 11 o'clock, 1997 in New York City. And MNN.org, Spirit Channel, Channel 3, if you want to catch us on the online. Verizon File 35 in Manhattan, RCN 84 in Manhattan. The story of Milton and the husband of Michelle will be on with me tonight all over the world on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So check it out if you haven't seen the show yet or you don't know about it. Give us a look. A lot of people have been watching. All right, Devin Fernandez, my buddy, Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Give him a call. You want to stay in shape, have some fun. Call Fernandez at the Third Eye Insight. I want to thank Tom and Michelle Krupa. And we donate this ad to them. You know, Shelby's Kitchen. 631-280-444. Great food, deli. And go on over and order some good food over there. It's right across from the hall where we were going to honor Milton at 14 Station Road, May 19th. So check it out. And it's going to be a great, great honor to honor a guide dog like Milton. Hey, we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Thank them for supporting A Day for Milton. You can look on their website. You'll see all the info under events. All right. And that's 631-880-7929, Silo. We thank Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical, when he's able to do it. 631-484-3085. If you need dog food and cat food, it's free. All right, you can find him on Amazon, too. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. Thank you for your support. 631-888-1186. The iSlip Cleaners, supporting Inner Sight. Suffolk Bus Corp, you very much. And all of our friends who believe in what we're trying to do in improving things and in doing that, not only improve things for the disabled, for everybody. Go an extra mile for a child is one of our sayings. All the children, some of whom have passed away, who are disabled. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those that have perished at the hands of evildoers. We honor them and cherish them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, and we urge you to put it into practice. All right, tonight our nursing home show, and you know, it's really a horror when someone has to go into a nursing home, even though the money is there to keep them out. And before I go any further, I'm going to invite Lorraine to come in on the show, and I'll get her on the three-way. We don't have the phones tonight, folks, because our engineer is currently not here. She may be in a little later. I don't know. But let me dial in Lorraine. Standby. Inner Sight. Yeah, Lorraine, you there?
Yes.
You're on Inner Sight.
Okay.
And thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
You have a relative in a nursing home. How is she? Have you heard anything of late?
No, I haven't heard anything about her, from her, nothing.
Last we heard, your mom was trying to get her some kind of housing or something?
Yeah, it was pending.
Pending?
Yeah.
All right. But how long? That was a while ago, right?
That was some years now.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see, that's what happens when you don't have the funds, you know. Now, a person gets a home health aid. A lot of times it's a fight with the state. You know, they don't want to give enough hours, or They don't think this person needs that many hours, you know?
Nope.
And it leads to the person going into a nursing home. But now, when that person goes into a nursing home and they lose their aid, the money is still there because that aid can be sent to another client.
Yes.
Which means that the money is still there and the agency still gets the money. You know? Now, why shouldn't that money that's been allocated to help that person who's going into the nursing home to stay out? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And in addition to that, other agencies could help raise money for that purpose.
Yes, they sure could.
Which would help. And eventually, what you could do, if it's handled right, you know, you got a lot of professional fundraisers, I'm sure, who would in the beginning, maybe volunteer some of their time to set this thing up, you know? I mean, I can't see them volunteering for all time. You know, they'd have to get paid. But that would be all right, because if you're raising money, they'll be able to get paid. So the money that's being put in for the person in their home should be used, along with the agencies raising money, of course, because it may not be enough just from the government, to keep that person out of the nursing home. See, that's why you can't, there's no law to fight for that. And even if there were, you'd have to have the resources to show a judge, hey, we can take care of so-and-so on our own. We got the money.
Right.
See? And you go into court, you got to have a solid case. You got to have evidence. That's all the judge is interested in. How are you going to take care of this person? You know, that money is already being spent on this person. They take it away. You know, the person goes into a nursing home, and you can't have an aide anymore. Next thing you know, a lot of people lose their apartment. You know, for one reason or another, maybe the roommate can't pay the whole rent or whatever it might be, you know. It's horrible, man. So we would like to see this system change drastically, you know. I mean, try it, as I said last night, try it on a pilot project.
Yeah.
You know, maybe start with two nursing homes. You know, and let the funds be used to keep the person out of the nursing home. You know, I mean, they're already in their own home. Why make it worse by putting them in a nursing home? Well, that's what we're dealing with. And by the way, We can't take phone calls tonight. The phones are off. If you want to comment on the show, just call InnerSight 631-224-3090 and leave a comment, a message, and we will put it in tomorrow's show. We'll take a few minutes to do it. All right, InnerSight. Around the world, and Lorraine, you've never been in a nursing home, have you?
Never.
Good. And you don't plan on going to one?
Nope. I plan on not going to. I want to live out my days at home.
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Where you belong.
Hello.
What?
Hello, I'm here, InnerSight.
Oh.
Yeah,
there
I
you
decided...
are.
Yeah, well, I had to discuss with my husband what happened when he came from the emergency, you know, area. So they want him to go Monday. He also sprained his wrist yesterday, you know, on top of the pancreatitis he had. So he has two things. So the woman says, use one arm when you're doing something. I'm like, use one arm? Are you crazy? How could he use one arm, you know?
Well, I got to give him a job where he can just use one arm.
Not,
you know how
that
don't
exist. Yeah, I know how that
Well,
exists.
It should.
It should, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if he explains it to the boss, you know,
yeah.
Maybe they could. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's worth a try.
But he doesn't want to look like a fool, he said. I said, don't look like a fool, but sit there with your arm hurting you and trying to do work.
I don't know, a fool if he got hurt. Anybody
yeah, he
can
did get
hurt.
He had a special drill he was using, that's a huge drill, and you have to really hold on to it. It backfired on him. But that happens once in a while. But
then he ought to be compensated for that.
He's on comp, yes, but that's about it as far as it goes. You have to be 2 weeks out to even collect one penny from comp.
If he got hurt on the job, you know, he should
right.
be compensated for that.
Yes, he should. Yes, he should.
Yeah. All right. I talked about the idea. By the way, did you get that tweet out?
Yes, I did.
Okay, the tweet is out. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Why don't we read it?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get to it. You were also speaking with somebody when I came on the show. So, Lorraine, I think.
What?
You were speaking with Lorraine.
Yeah, I called her on the three-way. I didn't know what time you were going to come in here.
No. That's not a problem. I appreciate that. I'm so sorry that I had to deal with what I had to deal with. Right before.
Well, read the tweet.
Yeah, I will.
And then we'll go from there, because that's the theme of the show.
Yes, it is. Hang on.
I talked about it. You know, I introduced it.
Yeah. I hit Twitter, but it's not going.
A way to keep people out of nursing homes.
Yes, you know, a very good way to.
You use that money that's already there.
That's right.
You know.
In a site, Freedom convert nursing homes into accessible housing. And then we continued on to say money for home health aides should be used to keep disabled and elderly out of nursing homes. Listen to Inner Sight tonight. And here we are.
Yeah. It's so true. See, now, along with that
true.
Idea, if you mandate the agencies to raise money
right.
for that program, you know, it would be
yeah.
even better.
Yes, it would.
Because then you're taking more of the burden off
yeah.
the taxpayers, off the government. Now, this guy Powell, he gave
yeah.
a speech yesterday, I think.
Yes, he did. I remember hearing about that.
Now, look at all the money that they could save if he would investigate, you know, how much is spent on these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
We know, you know, that figure we had a few years ago, but now it must be more.
Oh, yes, it must. I have to do another search and see if I can get that going for you. Yeah.
You know, they're talking about saving money for the government. They're wasting all this money.
Yes, they are.
You know, they're keeping people in their home for a certain time, you know. Then they're declaring them nursing home eligible. And then
right.
not only have they spent money to keep them in their home, but now look at all the money they're spending when they go to the nursing home. They talk
that's
about
right.
double dipping. To me, that's double dipping.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I hate that word, by the way.
Yeah. Leave the person in their own home. They're already there. The money's being
exactly.
used for that purpose. Allow the agencies to raise money, and until that function is solid, the government should be obligated to help the person stay in their own
that's
home.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But what we're proposing is a way where the government won't have to help the person stay in their own home eventually. Because I believe
yeah.
the agencies could raise a lot of money for this.
Yes, they can. Just
you know,
by,
with,
you know...
Go ahead.
No, I said with, you know, limitations and with freedom to do certain things, you know, while they, you know, are in that situation, they should have both, you know?
Yeah. Well, the agencies could promote this with the idea of we're going to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. That's why we're raising money to keep the person out of the nursing home. See? They could promote that at the same time that they're helping this person stay out of the nursing home. You see how that works?
Yes, I see that, yeah.
It would work, I'm telling you. Because you know why? Because, first of all, it's a new idea. And who likes new ideas? The news media.
Oh, yes, they do.
They love it, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And then, you know what would happen? You'd get all these people coming out in front of the nursing home and demonstrating, hey, we're going to turn this place into accessible housing. We don't need this anymore with this new idea.
That's right.
See? The news media would cover that.
Yes, they would.
And then down the line, you know, as you raise money and you put up your public service announcements, you start attracting celebrities. And what better way for a celebrity to get a tax cut than to donate millions of dollars to help the disabled?
That's right.
There it is. So that's the inner sight way. And that's what the politicians should be taking a serious look at and do something about it.
Yeah.
If they really and truly want to help this country, save all this money, prove the image of the disabled. When I said that to Jose Delgado, the head of the Independent Living, he absolutely agreed with me that get rid of nursing homes. Getting rid of nursing homes would improve the image of the disabled in this country.
It would, very much.
Of course it would.
We won't be institutionalized anymore. That institution will die with the nursing home.
Exactly.
And then a rebirth, I should say, is like when you have a rebirth of the actual institution, the nursing home institution, it'll go straight into accessible housing. That's what I foresee. I would love that.
Well, it's like we said last night. Let them do it in honor of Judy Heumann.
Yeah.
Somebody like that.
Yes.
You know, call it the human law, the human act.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And start doing it. It's not going to happen overnight.
That's true.
But you got to start doing it.
Yeah,
we can't start doing it because we don't have the damn ass money to buy a nursing home.
If
Inner Sight did, I would.
I know you would.
I would do it.
Yeah.
I'd buy the damn place and I'd get everybody out and say, now this place is going to be renovated.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. You're going to have your
own
apartment. That's right.
What?
You're going to have your own home and be in like an apartment or a condo, whatever you desire, you know, to be in, you know. Yeah.
But you got to have big money to do that.
Yes, you do. You know who has big
money? Not only you got to get the people out and put them in their own apartment, you got to support them.
Right. That's right.
You got to make
sure
they're safe.
Do you know who has big money like that? I'm sorry. Do you know who has big money like that? These nursing home owners, some of them own a lot of nursing homes, like a chain. So the people who buy them sort of like franchise off of them. But I don't think it's called franchise. I haven't figured out the name, but I know it's a big conglomeration, that's a better word, of nursing home owners, you know?
Get the Able News out. Let's run that.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton,
Able
May 19th.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. I want to thank Angela for taking up the May 19th day for Milton at the Brewery Hall in Bellport. And she said she's going to try her best to come, too.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Really appreciate that. And
I appreciate that, too.
We're being very selfish for Milton.
Yep.
We want him on the front page.
Yes, we do.
You know, I think he deserves it.
Yes.
Milton
deserves
the front page of every damn-ass newspaper in this country. And that's the inner side opinion. I don't expect that he'll get it, but maybe he can get one or two.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. And tonight our nursing home show.
Yes.
You know, what hope is there for people to really get out of nursing homes and to stay out, you know, other than what we talk about.
That's right.
I don't know of any.
Me neither.
Because it's a revolving door.
It is.
People come out.
They go back in.
You get three people out, 10 people go in.
That's right. You know, we also have to change the image of the disabled person. I know when my mom was out of that nursing home, when she was before she went into the nursing home, she was like a totally different person. She really was.
Oh, yeah.
And
sure,
then
they bring you down.
Yeah. Yep.
They bring you down. They
and
I
said,
oh,
she needs 24-7
demoralize
provider.
You.
Right? Yes, they do.
You know? Your morale.
That's right.
Fades. You know,
mm-hmm.
Morale is very important.
Yes, it is.
You know,
uh-huh.
So you know, inner sight is vigilant on this, and we keep talking about it. We're getting a good response on our show.
Yep.
And we thank all our listeners. And we will try our best to get this idea to whoever's going to run for president.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know,
if they do it and take it up.
Maybe by some miracle, they might listen to us.
Well, we have a chance. So, you know, maybe
you
they will listen to us. Yeah.
You know. And hopefully some of the other disabled organizations will join with us.
Yeah.
All right.
I have
site,
to do the mall thing.
What?
I have to do the mall thing when I have a few volunteers to come with me, and we'll all go together. It's probably easier.
Well, you
got to
get
way.
You
got
to get permission for that.
Yeah, I do. From the main office, I guess. Their main office.
You got to get more names on that petition.
That too.
That's for sure.
And I have a person who's working on a song for Milton too now.
Ooh.
Yeah,
well,
very,
nice.
Very close friend is doing it for me, sweetheart. Yep.
Yeah.
And I told him, I says, well, the only thing, because he writes poetry. He's a poet. So I says, if you get the background music, it'll be a beautiful song. Because that's all a song is, poetry.
Right.
Written on paper and sung to a melody.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So does he want to come and perform the song, or does he want somebody to read the poem, or what's he thinking of doing?
I'm thinking about doing the poem.
The poem?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote some nice...
we'd have to get maybe you to read it.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You know?
How's that going to happen?
It It's your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if you read it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, we'll let... Of course, we got to let Michelle hear it first, make sure she likes it.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and tomorrow night's show, definitely related to Milton, how the service dog schools are very unfair to disabled children.
Oh, yeah. I'd
we'll
say
talk
so.
About that tomorrow night. You know. And I have a story in that connection. That
oh,
I can
really?
Relate from one of the foremost dog trainers in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be tomorrow night.
That's
Friday night, the funnies. Oh, and we're going to tell you how to keep old underwear up.
No, no.
Tomorrow night on Inner Sight. can I stand outside and sell bobby pin? I mean safety pin? Oh, get out of here.
Suspenders out.
Trying to make money on it already. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Tomorrow night, if you have any old underwear, just make sure it's clean, but don't throw it away. Don't throw it away yet.
No.
We have some definite ideas on
idea.
How you can salvage.
I use them as
salvage.
Bread.
Salvage? Wait a minute. I thought you only salvage garbage. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, Louie will be here, and I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about old underwear.
Definitely. About old
underwear.
Everybody probably has a few. All mine have the elastic, and the elastic seemed to just go out the window once it started getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Yeah, but, you know, we have some definite ideas. As a matter of fact, to enhance the whole skit, the underwear doctor will be here in person.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Johnny Draws.
Oh, wow.
Johnny Draws.
He will be here. He called me earlier and he says, "Don't worry, I'll be there." Shut up, Johnny. Of course, he has to come in with a stretcher. You know, he's a little ailey.
Incapacitated.
Okay.
But anyway, and nevertheless, Johnny will be here. Johnny Draws and Dr. Draws.
Dr. Draws?
Yeah, he's got a favorite saying. Just put money in my drawer. Will you shut up?
Oh, my God.
Woo! Anyway, that's tomorrow night. We'll have some fun with that, huh?
Can you remember the side effects?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Side effects. That's another. That's the other skit.
Yeah.
How long have you been taking this drug, sir?
It's killing me.
Side effects. Oh, we got to have somebody read the side effects.
Oh, I could read a lot of side effects off my bottles.
Oh, good. All right. Make sure you keep your bottles handy tomorrow night.
Yes, I will, but it'll be a little slow reading, but that's about it.
That's all right. I like it. The slower, the better we can, you know.
Make fun
enunciate
of
it. Make sure they get it.
Exactly.
All right. I've been in sight tomorrow, and tonight, now the nursing home, and I mean, there's no, you know, the way the system is now, there's no hope that nursing homes will be done away with.
Right.
Huh. Inner Sight is the only hope. Think
that
about it.
That is the only hope. Yeah.
We're the only hope for this.
This is sad, if you really ask me. If we're the only hope, there should be more people joining us. Hello, world, wake up.
Yeah. Everybody else has seemingly exhausted their methods.
Right.
You know? I mean, the independent living tries, but they're limited. They're under contract with the government. They can't make a false move.
yeah, then they won't, you know, have these other programs that really need to move their butt on, you know, keeping people out of nursing homes, number one. And number two, when they're in a nursing home, get them out. Don't let them wait any longer than they have to.
Yeah, but they can only move as the contract and the government permits them.
True.
That's what that
and not
is.
True at the same time. That woman the other day told me something that other woman who took all my information originally, she was the supervisor, but she gave her all the rest of it. And guess what? It hasn't been touched. And now I have to provide 1,001
That's
things.
That's the head injury program, right?
Yeah,
they're very lax.
Very.
I've heard a lot of stories about them.
Yes.
You know, they have to follow a certain sequence, a certain
way of doing
way
it,
that the government sets down for them.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they
put them out of business.
I'm sorry. They have to prove that things are better if you're out in the community as opposed to being in the nursing home. If one of them comes back less, then they like that. Meaning, I wouldn't want the nursing home, living in a nursing home, to be less. So I try to tell them, I don't care. I don't want extra hours. I just want, you know, the stuff, the program that you have that makes it better. You know, and they do.
Well,
they
everybody
have a lot of
knows.
Stuff.
Come on, that's common sense. You see,
it
you
is,
see what
yeah.
I mean about the government? That's
I
a
know.
Bunch of bull. It's common sense that you're much
yes,
safer
is.
In your own home.
At home, yeah.
As long as you have the help you need. I'm not talking about somebody who can get up and fall down and hit their head. You gotta have the help there.
Right.
And for
right.
that you need the money.
That's right.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have people that are vigilant, maybe more than one, you know. One person goes home, the other one comes in, the other one, you know? But
well,
you gotta have the damn money for that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, the agency that we ended up with now, I'm not bringing it along. It's just too lax. Not only lax, they spend their time, you know, very slowly dealing with stuff. I don't need that. I need a rush. I'd like to get into the program. It's been 2 years.
Because you don't have the money to pay your aid.
That's right.
That's the whole solution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, it's common sense.
I already told the woman,
money
don't make
talks.
Me go to fair hearing. I warned her already. So don't make me go to fair hearing because I'm getting ready to. I don't know why this is taking so long.
Where are you going to go?
Fair hearing.
Oh, yeah, you should ask for a hearing. I would.
Yeah, yeah. It's 2 years, for God's sake. Keep saying that.
I would ask for
it.
I would demand a hearing. I wouldn't wait for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely demand a hearing. What do you got to lose?
I don't want to go into a nursing home. That's the key. The only reason why I want a fair hearing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll back you up. Do it.
I know you will.
All right. Innersight, do you have any access to the phones from that line?
Me or her? Me or Lorraine?
You're on the host line.
No. I'm only on the guest line. You're the host line.
Oh, do we have any calls?
No, just us three. But you have Lorraine on your phone, so yeah, it's just us three.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't tell if there's any calls.
Hold on, let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. No, I did a refresh. Yeah, we're good.
All right. Yeah. So anyone who's in a nursing home. Or if you have to put your loved one in a nursing home, you know, and you want help, give us a call. Call Innersight, 631-224-3090, and we will do our best for you. You can call the independent living. You know, no help. Little help is better than none.
That's right.
You know. Call us, too, because the independent living is limited.
Very.
You know? Example, they can't go to the newspapers and make a big deal out of it. Well, we can.
Yeah.
If need be, you know. So if you're trying to keep your loved one out of a nursing home or you have one in the nursing home, call us.
Yes, give us a call.
You know, we'd be more than happy to do what we can to help.
Yeah.
And if anyone in a nursing home is in need of a service dog caller. Now, you see, you won't hear any other agency say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, disabled person in need of a service dog in the nursing home, let us know. I'll tell you something. That's a good way to get somebody out.
That's right.
Damn
yeah.
right. Because if they don't want the bother of a service dog coming in, what they're
right.
going to do is they're going to say, "Oh, we're going to find you an apartment. And you can have your service dog
as much as you want." Right? I
yeah.
can see this happening.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yes.
They're not going to fight us on it. Believe me. They're not going to fight us that a disabled person needs a service dog and they won't let the dog in. That'd be the beginning of the end of them.
That sure would be. I would love them to do it, actually.
Because they wouldn't look too good.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they... Mm-mm.
So,
you know...
what bothers
me?
Go ahead.
Is when people, okay, this is general, when they say, oh, there's no other way, I have to put my aunt or my mother in a nursing home. Hey, I put my mother in a nursing home because I was afraid the state would come in with the Adult Protective Services and put her in a state nursing home. That's the only reason why I did it. I hate nursing homes. I do. From my heart. I don't like them, what they do to people.
Well, every case is different, and there
yeah.
is other yeah. things you can do.
There are other things.
Depends
yeah.
on how much the person wants to do it.
That's right. Yeah.
So we're here. We're ready to help.
Yeah.
As much as we can. You know, we're dedicated to keeping somebody out or getting somebody out.
That's right.
Of a nursing home.
Yeah, a lot of them can be very neglectful.
Yes,
and
they are.
And when you're not there, they yell at your, like, suppose you have your mother, your father, your grandparents, and your grandparents or someone that's close to you in your family be getting yelled at by one of the staff and possibly potentially hit by them.
Yeah.
They don't comply to what they're asking them.
That's right.
It goes on.
Oh, yeah.
It does go on.
A lot of abuse.
A lot.
Very much so. Yeah, my mother had a black eye. I'm sorry.
Oh, good. What'd you say about the black eye?
Yeah, I didn't tell you the whole thing. She had the black eye. I walk into, you know, her room, and I go, "Ma, how'd that happen?" Oh, the glasses were pushed in on my face because the woman wanted me to use the bathroom in the bed, and she sat on me.
Oh.
With my mom said. She sat on her to get, excuse me, the urine out. Okay, she didn't have to do that. She could have left me on a bedpan and come back. You don't sit on a person. And my mother was kind of weak at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Frail.
That's crazy.
That's abuse.
You should have called the police.
I would have done
I didn't
that.
Know who it was. And
damn
the woman
right.
was... At the time,
you find that. Out who it was.
You know what
did
I did?
Your mother described the person or anything? I would
no,
have called the
can't.
Damn cops. That's like an assault.
It is an assault.
It was an assault.
It was an assault. Yeah.
Man, I wouldn't have let that go. That's crazy.
It's not that I wanted to let it go. It's just that I was afraid that if I said something, now don't think I'm crazy, but it's true. It does happen. Retaliation on your family member.
Yes.
And I was afraid they'd put her in a hot shower.
You can't let that rule you.
No, I'm not. But I know they did it with my dad.
Man.
They gave him an ultra-hot shower when we were with the previous nursing home. We had to get him out of there right away. We did put him in that nursing home that my mother went to first. And, you know, it's funny, but my mom had a way of doing things to make them do things. Then when she went in for herself, she goes, "They're not like they used to be," she says to me.
You should have called her, at least called the police, or you should have called Jim.
Yeah. Well, here's what they say when people have dementia. They say this, oh, you know your mother, she forgets. You know how that is? So that happened.
Yeah, well, the black eye was evident. Somebody put it there.
Yeah, somebody did it. Yeah. So I took the picture, and I brought it to the supervisor of nursing. And I said, what's that? Explain to me what it is and how it got there. That's all I said. Oh, my God, I never saw that. Oh, yeah?
I would have called the cops. I would have said, I want to know who's responsible for this. I'm calling the police.
Yeah?
And I want a report filed.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Would have
if I didn't have her?
Would have made a report.
And put that nursing home on notice.
Yeah.
Damn right, something.
They want to
tell everybody,
the next
don't go
time
there.
Around. That's right.
Let everybody know, don't go to this nursing home because this is what could happen to your loved one.
That's right.
846 New York.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did put them on notice, told them I'm taking my mom out of this nursing home. And I went and I put her someplace close to me and then COVID hit. When COVID hit, all the nursing homes were locked down.
I wanted to shoot
Governor Cuomo at that time. I kept, get my mom out of the nursing home. I love my mom. I don't want her to die. He didn't say anything. I have all these proof of what he did. And, you know, we
nothing.
Gave him ideas. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I had to do her birthday. I have a video of her birthday through a window. I couldn't see where she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I couldn't see where she was. Because it was dark inside the place, and it was very light out where I was at. And I just couldn't see her. I was just so flabbergasted about that.
See, these people got to realize that they're going to get older, too, in life. And
yes,
what's that word that says, what goes around comes around?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
It's karma.
My good friend, Ira Tucker, who created A Day for Milton, by the way, told me some time ago he caught a news story about how nursing homes are trying to get money from relatives who are outside the nursing home.
Huh. They did it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another racket type.
Yeah.
Of aspect of all this, you know?
Oh, well. Yeah.
They're trying to make you pay for your relative's misery.
Extra.
That's right.
It's not enough that they're getting the money from them, already the residents, but they want additional money from their family members.
Well,
oh,
when they die,
when
they die, the person, they tried telling me, oh, you're the one who signed her into the nursing home. Yeah, I did, but I didn't expect you guys to keep her there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
said,
but I'm talking about people who are alive, who are still in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Not when
Everybody's
they passed.
This
was about people who were alive, and they're trying to get money from their relatives, you know.
It started out that way. Then, of course, she passed away. So it was kind of, then they tried again to ask for the money that she owed for something stupid, but they gave her back money. It was just so stupid, if you ask me.
Call Melvin.
Lorraine, you there?
Yeah, I just heard her. Sort of very low.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 if you want to chime in and join us on the nursing home show. And once again, just to remind everyone, the money that is being used to keep a person in their own home should be extended and used to keep the person out of the nursing home.
Yep.
So that's what show is about tonight. What?
It should also, you know, I know when I used to get those bills, Frank, from my mom, let me tell you, one month it was, let's say, $15,000. Another month it was, you know, $20,000. It never had continuity. It just, this is what we did for her. They know you list it. And I said, I'm not an insurance company. Wanted to say that to the insurance company, don't ask for it from me. I've got no pot to piss in, is what I said.
Yeah.
So I was kind of angry about that. Then when she passed away,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What they didn't do to try to get a measly $800 from me. And I just said, she is deceased. Would you like the death certificate? Because I can send it. That's what I said. No, that ain't necessary. She's deceased? I said, yes. Goodbye. I hung up the phone. They haven't called since.
No.
Oh, wow.
They wouldn't.
Nope. They're like gold diggers.
They are. Trying to get more money.
Yeah.
Money out of you, even when your poor mother didn't pass.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that money
every,
hungry.
Every like
yes, they are.
Money hungry.
Vultures.
Yes,
I was gonna
yes
say
they
the
are.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really what they are. To do
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we must say that there are. And always will be some good nurses and aides in these places,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Yeah, they are.
So we don't mean to bash everybody, but the system as a whole
sucks.
Has got to go. You know?
Big time.
And we feel
go.
Bad for these good people because they're overburdened.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They deserve to be able to do a better job, and the only way to do that is to have let the person have their home health aid in there.
That's right.
As they should.
Right.
You know?
It's a good thing to have your home health aid in there, and I'll tell people why. You have a certain method of doing things when you're out of these places. So,
yeah.
And you've done it for years and years and years, and yet they're not taking that advice, I should say, free advice.
No, because,
and
yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to go home.
That's it.
They don't want you
that's
to stay
it.
In there and rot.
That's right, and die.
That's what that
next.
Whole damn thing is about, see?
Yeah.
So we're for extending the home health aid to people who are in nursing homes.
Yeah.
You can promote that as a good thing. You can
yeah.
show. Look, you know, this person can survive. This person can exist. This person's doing good. This person can go home.
That's right.
And that could lead to the end of nursing homes.
Oh, that would be nice. Hope it's in
what
my
do you need
lifetime.
Them for?
Exactly.
If the person's staying in their own home, you don't need them anymore.
No, you don't. The only thing I would give them, you know, is that if somebody needs a little bit of rehabilitation, then send them back to their own home with a nice
oh,
aid
yeah.
if they don't have any. Do the good thing by these people. Don't just, you know, it's heartbreaking to just, my memory keeps coming in and flashes of how many people that I saw that it was so depressing because they just sat there. And
we're
just
not against
sat there.
Rehab.
No.
But we're against rehab that promotes nursing homes.
That's different, yes.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that helps anybody.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I used to get a call from my friend Marty.
Oh.
He was 85 years old. He called me three, four times a week. He was
oh,
in a
wow.
nursing home. He finally passed away. They made him worse.
Yes, they do.
You know, he was always active. He was always walking around and you know, doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And they put him in a damn nursing home. He didn't belong in there.
Sadly, people don't last when they mm-mm. are in nursing
homes. No, they don't.
How many Martys yeah. are there in the world?
A lot.
Better believe it, man.
There are a lot of Martys
you know.
Out there. Call us. We will help. We already got one person out. We had to do all the paperwork with her and all that. So just give us a call if you're interested. We're getting out of these horrible places.
Yeah, call in a site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a little bit of influence with the independent living. We can get you rolling with that.
Mm-hmm.
And do our best to get you out.
That's right.
And call us when you're in the nursing home. Tell your visitors, your relatives, to call us right here on the air. That helps.
That's right. It does help big time. Yeah.
They won't want you to do that. Good.
No,
that means
won't.
They don't want you there. Good.
That's right. Good.
So don't be afraid. Freedom of speech.
That's right.
In this country. They can't stop you.
I learned a lot when people...
from talking.
Yeah.
If you can't call us, we'll call you.
That's right.
All right, in a sight, tomorrow night, don't forget how service dog schools are doing children a great injustice. We'll talk about
that.
And Friday night, the funnies, and have a lot of fun around here.
Yes, definitely.
Dr. Drawers will be here.
Dr. Drawers.
Oh,
my.
Friday night. All right, in a sight, what else we got? We played you did the Able News, all right.
Yeah, I did already.
Uh-huh. We got that.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. A couple of minutes left. I want to thank Lorraine, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Co-host, engineer, and all our listeners. Or give us a late tally.
118,351.
Wait a minute, 118,361?
No, 5-1.
5-1.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a big jump.
Yes, it
from
is.
Yesterday. Yeah.
It's a beautiful jump.
That's right.
Yeah. We just made 118,000 the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other day, and now we're way up above it.
That's right.
We're
like
on
them.
A roll, man. Let me tell you something.
Yes, we are.
All right, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. So check out the murder of a guide dog. And tomorrow night, 9:30, Channel 20, local. Same show. And we do a new one on Monday with Michelle, who lost her guide dog to the school. It's going to be one of the greatest shows I've ever done in my life.
Me too.
All right, Inner Sight, thank you so much. See you tomorrow night. Inner Sight, goodbye,
good
world.
Night,
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.